Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Woo! Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. It's your co-host, Adrian. And I want to say welcome and hello to my most fabulous friends and co-hosts on this show, Michael Espinoza and Lawrence Birch. Hello, gentlemen.
Howdy, howdy.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, yeah. How's everybody? How are you? How are you, Michael? How are you doing?
Great. If I was any better, I'd have to be twins.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So I've not heard that one before. That's good.
Are you trying to tell us your funny self? Should we be prepared for that?
My alter ego's gonna pay a visit later.
Oh, okay.
That's my
All
twin.
All right. and Lawrence. Lawrence, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. Yes.
Of course.
Had fun during Halloween handing out candy to all the little urchins in their costumes. So,
oh, very good. Yeah, Halloween is such a special time. It was a little bit quiet for me over here in Irvine, and where I live, which in its own way was actually just fine for me because I have two German Shepherds that just go crazy every time somebody knocks at the door. So in the past, you know, it gets to be a little bit much. But I love Halloween. So,
okay.
Yeah. Anyhow, I'm sure missed everybody last week. I know we were talking about allergies and what have you, but I'm glad to report I'm finally feeling better. So,
I heard a rumor though, and I want to run this by you and see if it's rumor if it's a rumor or true, but you were in Paris at Fontainebleau taking courses on Christmas dinner preparations for Christmas turkey. Was that true?
With Julie Child.
No. That is not true. Yeah. No.
Really?
No. Oh, that is
What's that trained certificate on your wall in French then? What's that?
We got the wrong Adrian. So sorry. God.
He's so modest. No. He's never going to catch it.
I was thinking about now. Let's see. I wonder if DoorDash and any of the other delivery services are up and running over the holiday. So. My dogs would not know how to handle the smell of a big meal being cooked here. They would just, I don't know what they would do. So, I know, that's not me. It was not me. Sorry about that, Michael. Different animals.
Your dogs would join right in. They'd be happy.
Yeah, they might be. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Anyhow, a couple of things that I wanted to always start off with, you know, is the legal department, bless their hearts. They always nudge us to make sure that we're letting our listeners know that while all of us, Michael, Lawrence, and myself, are professionals at what we do and are well-educated and versed in our particular areas, should you happen to be calling or have issues related to medicine or legal or mental health issues, or anything other than that, please go ahead and consult a professional for help. So that was one of the big things that we always like to make sure that the listeners are aware of. And the other and the other, of course, is that, you know, we are doing our very best here to expand our listenership, and we so appreciate all of our callers. We appreciate the people that are listening. And if you would kindly take a moment out and follow us, you know, that helps us a lot, and we're able to continue with the show. And you can find us, you know, pretty much wherever you find your podcast. So we're on all the major platforms. So that being said, you know, thank you in advance, and thank you for your consideration of following us. And please tell a friend or tell a couple of friends. So so there's that. Let's see here. What's that?
Nicely put. I'm complimenting you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. So let's see here. I haven't asked in a while, but Lawrence, do you have any upcoming announcements, any events or anything you'd like to make all of us aware of?
Well, if you're going to be in the Corvallis area, my mother is actually going to be in a Reader's Theater play honoring veterans starting this weekend and next weekend. Tickets are still available, but they're going fast. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Contact me if you'd like to know more about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, what is your contact information?
My contact information?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it's you can phone me or text me at 541-344-7534. You can email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. I have a Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. How about you? What's your contact info, Adrian?
Thank you for asking me about that. Certainly, if anyone would like to schedule a private session, I'm available in person if you're in Orange County, California, or a telephone session, Zoom, and then monthly at the OC Holistic Fair in Laguna Hills or Laguna Woods, California, always the last Saturday of the month. But my phone number is area code 714-376-7289, and website is ravenmessages.com. And how about you, Michael? Do you have any upcoming events or anything that you'd like to share with us, and certainly your contact information?
Sure. I don't have any special events coming up. But you can schedule a reading or a healing or both with me. And the best way to reach me is through my website, michaeljespinoza.com. And it has my email there. You can send me an email, or it has my phone number. You can give me a call there. Go to my website.
All
we
right.
should just say every day with Michael is a special event in one way or another. So there you have it.
It's true. And by the way, you know, I don't mind sharing this with our listeners out there. I just want to tell all of you that, you know, my co-hosts are very special people. And I really, your friendship and support, you reached out to me both curious and wanting to know if I was feeling okay. And I just want you to know I just appreciate you both and just have the most most love and admiration for both of you. So I just had to say that publicly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, we care about you. I wanted to ask you there, do you have a favorite?
No.
Come on, Mike. Don't put her on the spot like that. She still owes me $20 for calling her. So,
yeah. Oh, goodness.
That's so all disappointing.
Right. All right.
You need to pick a side already.
Oh, well, you know, this is just perfect because last term, as we know, is so healing, and you know, especially when it's the kind of laughter that you know just makes you feel good, and it. It increases, you know, the endorphins and is actually a natural kind of cure, if you will. It certainly is quite helpful in the battle with depression. So I wanted to talk for a little bit about this particular topic. And then we will be taking calls and we will be doing readings. But I wanted to bring this topic up. And I'll start off by just sharing this, that for a number of years, I would find myself going through depression, although I didn't even recognize it as depression, the beginning of fall. And I am kind of a winter person. I am not much of a person that likes to get out in the sun and sit out in the sun. That's never been me. So I always like, you know, the fall and winter. But for many years, especially when I was younger, right around this time of the year, I would find myself feeling just kind of flat. Feeling, you know, kind of sad, as it turns out, but just, you know, low energy, not really wanting to interact with anybody, just wanting to withdraw and pretty much isolate. And but I didn't know why. It was like, you know, I would check with myself, and it's like, no, you know, everything's good. Got money in the bank, got a wonderful roof over my head, love in my life, et cetera, et cetera. But I would just have this, like, feeling that would come over me, and it would last. It would last for several weeks. And so, you know, it was just the strangest thing, and it would come on without any particular warning. Like I said, last for a few weeks, and then it would go away. And this went on every year for the longest time. And then at some point in time, I really started to, you know, talk to various people about it. And I've been blessed to know many, many interesting people in working in a variety of different fields. And they talked to me about depression. And it was like, no, I don't have any situational depression to you know, talk about. And then it was more like, well, no, it doesn't have to be situational, Adrian. There's a disorder that is called seasonal affect disorder. And interestingly enough, it is a real thing. And that's why I wanted to bring this to the attention kind of the public, so to speak. It is a real thing. And psychologists and therapists use what is called the DSM, which is a diagnostic manual. And that has all of the psychiatric diagnoses and descriptions and things in it. And so it is actually defined in there as a depressive disorder. And it affects, and here's the other thing. According to the statistics that I read, it affects approximately 10 million people. And it's not just for the winter months. There are some people that actually even experience this at the beginning of spring. And so I wanted to, like, you know, to bring it up and talk about it because it is a real thing. And sometimes, you know, we don't always understand what's going on with us. Especially if there are other issues that are going on with the person during that time. And the holidays are difficult sometimes for a lot of people. As we know, a lot of times, you know, especially for people that are on, like, social media. And I was listening to somebody talk about this today. We see our friends or acquaintances, and everybody on social media always looks like they're doing so wonderful now. You know, the new job, the, you know, new relationship, you know, I'm so much in love, I'm, you know, this and that, and it's always so wonderful, and it's always so exciting for that person. And which it is, don't get me wrong. But if you're feeling somewhat depressed or feeling somewhat lonely or feeling somewhat unsure of yourself, when you get on social media and you start comparing your insides to other people's outsides, sometimes you end up with a kind of a losing proposition. So there's lots of things to take into consideration around this time of the year anyway. So I was curious with my co-host, Michael and Lawrence, have either one of you ever not necessarily experience a seasonal affect disorder, which is called SAD. I don't know if either one of you've ever experienced it, but have you ever heard of it before, Michael?
Well, you know, it's funny, Michael.
Yeah.
On a previous show, Michael shared that he has CAD, which is caftan affect disorder, when he's unable to get a new season. There's a shortage. It really hit him hard during the pandemic. The supply chain issue. Isn't that right? Did I have that right?
Yes, absolutely. I think I experienced that more back east. The winters were tough back there. It was really cold. And so it would really affect me back there.
It's interesting because, you know, and that certainly makes sense. Now, here we are, we're having to change the clocks, right? Mm-hmm. Daylight savings time is ending on Sunday, or it ends Saturday night. I guess it is Saturday night. And so, you know, so we're going to have, like, less sunshine. And, you know, so like I said, this is kind of like the beginning of the fall and winter. And I just think it's so important to, like, you know, to talk about it and to talk about, you know, well, what can we do, you know, if you recognize any of the types of symptoms. I just put a couple down there, like, you know, like a lower kind of mood. You just don't feel motivated. You don't, you know, just isolating, withdrawing, not really interested in doing too much of anything, doing the things that you typically like. You may not even be sleeping well, you know, and like I was saying, you just withdraw socially. Those are some of the symptoms of this. And so it's one thing to, like, to be able to, you know, identify what this kind of pattern, but it's the other part to me that's so important is, okay, so if this is what I'm dealing with, what are some of the things that I can do to make myself feel better, right? So I know that we have some wonderful people that are listening in, including Dr. Janet Wood, who we've had on the show in the past, and I know if she was able to call in, I'm sure that she would be able to even talk about feng shui and how maybe moving things within your environment can also bring about some positive change. But as I was exploring some of the treatments for it, one of the things that I found to be very interesting is that in the diagnostic manual, they talk about actually using light therapy. And so the idea is, and I've done this actually myself, change the wattage of the light bulbs that were in my house to a higher number, and creating more, obviously more light is the idea, because part of what seems to happen, it's like the depression, it's almost like having a vitamin D deficiency. What they suggest is that you sit 12 to 18 inches away from a light, white fluorescent light without ultraviolet wavelengths. And you do this for approximately 30 minutes a day. And you do that along with some of the other things that we'll talk about as a way to kind of counter the depression. So I thought that was very interesting. I never sat in front of a light, but I did change the light bulbs in my house to make it brighter so I could feel better. And it really did make a difference. Some other things that, of course, are important, and that falls into the category of self-care at this time of the year. And the self-care, you know, it's a wide variety of different things. Now, I mentioned vitamin D, and that is one of the things that that is suggested that people can do is take, you know, a regimen of vitamin D. And I was wondering, Lawrence, do you have any feedback on that?
Vitamin D feedback?
Uh-huh.
Specifically like for SAD?
What would be like a good, healthy, normal dose of vitamin D?
You know, I'm not familiar with the off the top of my head, the FDA recommended vitamin D allowances. But if you're not getting vitamin D through dietary sources like fortified dairy products or other things, then it's not a bad idea to supplement. What I was also going to add is that vitamin D in the proper dosages has also shown some anti-cancer activity, so it's protective against cancer. And people are recommending during the pandemic because it also supports your immune system to increase your intake of vitamin D. So,
yeah.
And I actually, you know, I take a supplement daily, pretty much daily, unless I'm out and it's a sunny day because it's the Northwest. You never know in the winter. That has vitamin D in it. So.
Interesting. Yeah. We're very much akin to plants. So it turns out, because we need vitamin D, and also we need to make sure that we are properly hydrated. The hydration is a very big plus in dealing with this this type of low-grade depression, and it's very helpful that we make sure that, you know, we're drinking enough water. Also, getting outside, getting exercise, you know, walking, you know, even as much as you can, also very important. And to force yourself as much as possible to gain some social interaction. Okay, so you want to be able to reach out and talk to friends and let people know how you're feeling and what you're doing. Couple of other things, although our sleep patterns may be disturbed, we want to try to establish some healthy sleep patterns. So making sure that you're going to bed, even if it's difficult to sleep well, but resting, getting to bed, making sure that you're eating as healthy as possible, staying away from caffeine as much as possible, sugar as much as possible. Yes, proper sleep hygiene, so important. So those are like some of the typical things that a doctor or a therapist might talk to you about in terms of things you can do to relieve some of these symptoms. I'd also want to talk a bit for a few minutes before we start taking calls. I do want to talk about working with our guides and working with our angels to help us. And a lot of times when we are depressed, we're blocked. We're just blocked. And it's very challenging to let help in, to let the light in, if you will. And sometimes we forget how necessary it is know, to reach out and ask for help. The guides, the angels, and all of the others that support you, that support me and all of us, are there to help. And it becomes important sometimes to ask yourself, I know I mentioned like even in meditation, but to ask yourself important questions during some of these challenging days. And that is, you know, why do I feel, you know, so reluctant, you know, to receive help? Why am I choosing to feel unworthy? Why am I choosing a variety of different things that may come to you that are so important? And as you begin to take a look at some of those questions, it becomes kind of an interesting process to learn what some of your blocks might be. And sometimes we find out that there's a lot of fear right there at the core of some of those blocks, some of the resistance that we feel about letting others in and letting others know who we are and how we feel and what we're doing, because that's the core of a lot of those issues. And so in meditation, we can learn how to open ourselves up, open our chakras up, and then open up our conversation with our guides, with our angels, with the others that support us as well. And in so doing, we find that there is a lot of love and there is a lot of help available. And when we start taking those steps, it's been my experience, and I'd love to know what my co-host might share. But I found that in taking those steps, and sometimes those steps are just baby steps, you know, to open up. But when I do, I am always just amazed and touched and joyful at how much love and support and help there really is out there. So have you experienced anything like that yourself, Michael?
There's been times where I found it very challenging and I, you know, need to take care of myself and reach out to others and find support. And it's been there. You just have to look and make that decision, because it just doesn't come to you. It's important to ask for the help. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I know, you know, I find that the universe responds. The universe definitely responds. Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Lawrence?
Well, I'm all about being proactive. So I think if you have gotten to the place, you know, like you talked about your progress with your mood, especially during the winter, where you've realized that maybe something's going on, maybe it doesn't rise fully to the level of even a diagnosis, but you just get the blues or something, and it's not a bad idea to have this in place anyway, is to, even if it's just one person, to give them permission to check in with you and be a mirror and say, hey, you know, I've noticed you haven't really been calling or texting me as much. I haven't really heard from you. You know, last couple of times we talked, you seem really down. Are you feeling depressed? And by setting that communication line up ahead of time, you can have somebody you trust and who you know really has your best interest at heart, you know, engage with you early so that you can arrest it. Because that, I think that's part of the issue, too, is so many people, you know, this is a real insidious thing. It kind of sneaks up on you, right? Mm-hmm. You can't. And so you don't realize until, you know, you've been sitting at home for a month in your bathrobe watching TV and eating, you know, carbohydrates up the yin-yang, and the shades are drawn and you're not answering any phone calls or doors, that, you know, my mood's not where it should be. I wonder what's going on. And so mm-hmm. if you get somebody in early, you know, it's not their responsibility, but you give them a measure of contact, and it, you know, requires a little bit of vulnerability and trust on your part, obviously. But the sooner you get somebody to give you that really precious feedback, the more quickly you can decide how you want to address that, if you want to, or, you know, what your game plan is going to be. Because the longer these things go on, the harder it can be to come back from it. You know, it's like when you stop exercise and your muscles start to atrophy, you're not going to be able to just jump out and do a marathon right away. So early intervention can be really key with these kinds of things, and having a support system. And then spiritually, you know, however you stay connected with your guides, do the same thing. Have a periodic check-in, you know, call whatever you want, spiritual feedback. Just ask them, hey, you know, what's your assessment of me? You'd be surprised what the answer is. You know, they might give you some stuff that you didn't even think about doing. And you know, if your guides are as loving and caring as I know all of ours are, they're going to be really supportive of you staying healthy and keeping your health, mental, emotional, and physical, and otherwise.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's great stuff. That's great stuff. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. 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 So an important topic this time of year. So
I'd like to add one more thing.
Sure.
I think what's also important too in getting help is now I understand visiting your energy worker, your spiritual healer, to help you remove some of those energies that are lower, vibrating stuff, get them out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so it helps to propel you forward. It assists you. Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, love that. Love that. Yeah. Well, very good stuff here. I'm so glad that we're talking about this, and you know, even somewhat off of the topic, but related, you know, here we are, you know, thinking about the holidays, and you know, people have this big tendency to crave carbohydrates right now, the sugar, the, you know, all of the food, and you know, I mean, now probably if you were at Michael's house or Lawrence's house, you know, you might, you know, do well and have very nice meals. Over here at the Stratton house, that's not the case. You'd be lucky to find cheese and crackers at this point. But we do have to pay attention to, you know, to our food and alcohol consumption as well. So let's looks like we've got quite a few callers here. And so I think we should take a call. What do you think? Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. There we go. So it looks like our first Looks like our first caller here is area code 505. Hi, this is Adrian, and you're on with Michael and Lauren. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm here in New Mexico, and my name is Patricia. This is my first time calling your show.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Patricia.
Oh, hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Well, how can we help you this evening?
Well, excuse me, I'm just coming off a cold. Do we have to be specific with a question, or
not terribly specific. Just some general, little general information, a relationship, career, finances. You tell us. Yeah.
I think the one thing that's bothering me right now is I feel like I'm at the end of dealing with my career. I'm looking for something else or something to supplement my income, and I was wondering how that's going to go. I think that's the one thing that's on my mind right now.
Mm-hmm. And so how things are going to turn out, and if there's a career change for you?
Yes, either change or supplement.
Okay.
I am looking into something right now, but I'm not quite sure how it's gonna go.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's good. That's very good. Let's chat here with Michael. We'll start with Michael and see what Lawrence is thinking as well. So, Michael, do you have any feedback for Patricia? Did you get anything? Any info?
What was coming to me, Patricia, is I feel like you need to look into side gigs, or what do you call them, little side jobs, part-time jobs that you can work at. But what I was seeing specifically for you was more going online to look for, and I kept seeing a computer. So I don't know if there's your skill set will allow for work that you can work from home on the computer. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was actually I'm looking into right now, because I do work at home.
Yeah.
And I was looking for something on the side, and maybe hopefully to replace what I've been doing for the past 18 years.
Yeah. Also, too, what popped into my head just now was I watch a lot of YouTube, and there are a lot of younger people that have suggestions for websites to go to find these gigs. So you can be like a 1099, so you can be a contractor with different companies out there, and some of them pay really well. So I don't know if you can do like a search on YouTube and then, you know, look for these websites that are out as opposed to kind of, oh, okay. Well, there you go. You're already ahead of me.
Do you
so
think that it's
going to
go well, the one position that I'm looking into, do you feel that it's going to pan out for me, or do you feel like I'm going to have to look
into feel so. I feel so, but I keep feeling you need to keep looking, keep pushing forward, look for more.
Okay.
Don't just stop at one. Because I think there's something better for you out there.
Okay.
Good.
And
good. Laura?
I think you'll be in a good place. So good luck to you. Let us know how it goes, okay? Uh-huh.
I sure will. Thank you.
Good. Let me just check in here with Lawrence really quick. Anything, Lawrence, that you wanted to add?
I think Michael had some good advice. One thing I would just encourage you to, be aware of, Patricia, is that I think, you know, this is a transition period for you that maybe you haven't really experienced in quite this way before. You know, you've probably been between jobs or, you know, had to figure out it. You know, what the new job is going to be like. This is kind of a different ball game because what you're doing is really self-directed more than I think it's been in the past. And so I just want to make sure you don't get discouraged with looking for the new thing that's going to fit better for you than what you've been dealing with before, and not to let things like ageism or any other form of discrimination sidetrack you from, like what Michael was saying, really zeroing in on, your new chapter in your career that's going to take place for you. Because I think you have a real potential for being employed in a way that it's not only just going to be more convenient than things have been for you in a long time, it's also just going to be more fulfilling in a way. So think big, I guess, is the other thing. Don't, you know, settle for the small stuff. Really stretch yourself in terms of what you think you're capable of, because I think there's a lot of untapped resources within you that would really benefit others to come in contact with. And I wouldn't say you've been holding yourself back, but I think that you have this tendency to be really modest about who you are and what you have to offer, and I, if I could do anything, I would just wipe that away and just have you brag about yourself to everybody you meet on the street and on the internet. So,
oh, okay,
that's my
wonderful
suggestion. Yeah,
thank you. And I'll close by letting you know I was listening to you about the depression in the winter. It doesn't affect me, but I take about 5,000 IUs of vitamin D, which helps me. And what really helps lift me up, if this helps anybody, is music.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Listen to your favorite music, even if it's just Christmas music. And I don't participate in any holidays because sometimes they're just obligations, and sometimes obligations get us depressed. So if you don't want to go to holiday parties, don't go. Listen to yourself. That's my advice. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
No,
very
good.
Yeah,
no, appreciate it.
So glad you called in. And make sure that you like us and follow us, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again, and keep us posted on what the progress is like.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
Okay.
You bet.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Move here to our next caller. Let's see here. Our next caller. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So, with whom am I speaking to? You're at area code 856.
It's Rosemaria.
Maria?
Rosemaria.
Oh, Rosemaria. Yes. Yes. How are you doing, Rosemaria?
Okay.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad. So I'm wondering, did you get a chance to listen to the show earlier?
Yeah, bits and pieces.
Okay. Was it interesting to you a little bit?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You know, one of the things I like about you is you're honest. So very good. Very good. Tell me, Rosemaria, how can we help you this evening?
For been going through a lot of stuff for the last couple of weeks. So whatever's positive for a new job that's coming in or relationship, whatever you guys pick up that's coming in for the positive the next week or so.
Well, I can tell you this, that your voice sounds lighter than in the past calls. So when I hear that change, that makes me feel like, you know what, something positive is happening with that person. You know, there's a fresh energy that's like lifting you up, and that's good. That's really positive. That's really encouraging. It makes me feel like you are at a place where you might be opening up to some wonderful possibilities. So this is it's feeling like this is kind of a good time for you. You know, I got a question for you. Do you have any kind of plan, or what are you going to do for the holidays? What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Anything? Hello? Hello?
I'm here. No plans at all at this moment.
Okay.
There's a problem in the family.
I see. Okay. Well, that always makes it challenging. But okay. Well, I was just curious. But I do want to get back to the fact that you do sound positive. It sounds and feels like you know, some good stuff is getting ready to happen. Career-wise and possibly even relationship as well. Now, I'm kind of getting maybe even around Christmas. Might get something special around Christmas time. Are you open to it?
I guess at this point, situation we're going through right now, me and my brother's not. Who knows?
All right. Well, you know what? See, I think that this is positive. I really do, because it makes me think, again, that you're a little bit more open than you have been in previous phone calls. So good for you. Good for you. Let me just check in here with the co-host and see if either one of them has anything that they'd like to share. I'm wondering, you guys, are you hearing some positive change a little bit in Rose Maria? Huh?
This is Michael, Rose Maria, and it's interesting because I felt that in your voice as well. It's the energy in it changed, and it feels more positive. So are you aware of the change?
Somewhat. Doesn't feel like there's any changes. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Well, remember too, right, we have to facilitate this as well. We have to work with the universe and let the universe know this is what I want. So what are you doing to help facilitate these changes and bring them about in your life?
Meditation and doing what I need to do in the moment.
That's very good. Well, continue the good work. And do you journal?
Not really.
Journaling really
helps.
Not really
at the moment.
You know, yeah. Well, you know, it's important for us to be specific in letting the universe know what we want. So journal and write down everything that you want to come to your life and be specific. Okay? They will help you. Your angels and your guides will help you to bring that about. Okay? And good luck to you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, and we'll talk to you again.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. We'll get another call or two in here. The switchboard is going crazy. Let's see here. We've got area code 646. Hi, this is Adrian. You're on with Michael and Lawrence and myself. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hello, how are you? This is my first time calling. This is Esther from the Bronx, New York.
Hi, Esther.
Hi, Esther.
Hi.
Do you know Jenny?
Oh.
Isn't Jenny from the Bronx? Jenny from the block?
Oh, yeah. But she's way on the other side of the Bronx. I'm on the west side. She's on the east.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
One of the listeners. He brags about that all the time.
Oh, Jenny. Okay.
Well, I'm so glad. Esther, I'm so glad that you called. That's just wonderful. How can we help you this? Yeah, how can we help you this evening?
Oh, gee. My love life is in shambles. Just trying to find out about my ex, and is there anything that we probably get back together or whatever? Or we'd probably be on good terms because when we broke up, it was really bad.
Yeah, I have a real sense of that heartache, heartbreak for both of you. Seems like it was not easy for either one of you.
No.
Yeah. Well, were you together for a long time?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Lawrence, do you have any feedback for Esther? Did you get anything?
Esther, do you mind sharing the first initial of your with me?
Of him?
Yeah.
His name starts with an M, last name with a G.
MG, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Booker T and MGs, okay. I totally understand why you might be feeling like, some ambivalence or just wanting to have things heal up between the two of you. I think this is a very significant relationship for both of you. And I think the acrimony at the end kind of shocked and surprised both of you. I don't think either of you saw this coming the same way. Maybe he did more than you. As tempting as it might be to try to reconcile things, my guides are showing me that the best and really the safest thing for you right now is to just let things cool off and, not to really try to force anything to happen between the two of you, because until there's been some time to let, the dust settle and the wounds heal a little bit, you're both really going to trigger each other and just kind of, throw each other into the barbed wire, I guess, is the image I'm getting, which I don't think would be good for either of you. Now, after a period of time, if you can just kind of restrain yourself from reaching out or, searching for him on social media or whatever, or asking about him through friends, then I think you have a potential to have a more amicable situation. But being attached to...
I don't... That's one thing. I don't talk to his friends. I cut everybody loose.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
That's
now,
good.
That was one of the problems with his female friends. They didn't like us. They didn't like me.
Sure.
Per se.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, and if he doesn't take your side and stick up for you with that, that can be really undermining. So I get it. But I would really just focus on yourself right now and just let him have his place. You know, don't put any energy into that until you've built up kind of your own path and your own process and gone through what it feels like to not be a couple and not be with him. Then just reassess, see how you feel after a period of time, you know, set an arbitrary date if that helps, end of the year, you know, after the holidays, whatever works. And then, you know, if you still feel called to reach out, you know, send him an olive branch then. But I wouldn't dwell on this now because it's just not productive. That's my take.
Okay.
You know, Michael or Adrian might have some other advice for you. So.
All right.
Yeah. Michael?
Yes, I have some information for you here, Esther. And the thing I was getting as you spoke about this and what I keep getting is it feels like this relationship is, this is what needed to happen. I don't know if you want, I'm sure you probably don't want to hear it, this, but this is not going to be a bad thing for you. Yeah, it's going to be a good thing for you. Once you get through the heartache and the pain of the separation, you'll feel a lot better because I think he wasn't a good match for you.
Mm.
I just didn't feel like he was a really good match for you. And I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to go more into it. And so I think you'll be in a better place.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Important feedback. Esther, just in closing, you know, I support what both Lawrence and Michael said, and certainly the importance of you taking care of yourself, you know, at this time, and giving yourself the opportunity to heal and, you know, connect with your spiritual life and, you know, and allow the universe to help you heal and take your time. Take your time. Yeah. So thank you so much for calling in and, you know, please call in again and update us, and because we always like to know how people are doing. And take good care of yourself, okay? And we'll talk to you again.
Okay, and many blessings to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah. Call us back
again anytime.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, take care. Be well.
Wonderful. Well, you know what? It's actually, not only is it that time, as it turns out, it's actually past that time. So
what?
we're going to have to take some steps to wrap things up. And so, Michael, if people want to get in touch with you to book a private session or healing, how do they find you?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com. My phone number's there, and you can also reach me via email as well. How about you, Lawrence? How can people get a hold of you?
You can call or text 541-344-7534. Email givingtree@earthlink.net. You can find me on Facebook, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, or my website, givingtreefarm.com. Adrian, what's your contact info?
Thank you. You can call or text at my phone number, 714-376-7289, or look me up on my website, which is ravenmessages.com. And I know we were going to make an announcement about the holidays, and no show is scheduled. Was that the 26th, Michael?
The 24th. The 24th. So in three weeks. Yeah, that'll be the day after Thanksgiving. So we are, I believe we're all going to the south of France, correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, very good. All right. We'll announce that again next show. But thank you all so very much. And Lawrence, you want to take us out?
I do want to take us out. I just want to thank my lovely co-hosts and our lovely listeners. And great topic tonight, Adrian. I think it has a lot of connection
thank
for people.
You.
So, and thank you for speaking at length about that. It gave people permission to open up. And I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody. I know we had a lot of callers, as we usually do. But you can always contact us after the show, or make sure you sign up and follow us here on Blog Talk, and also on your other favorite podcast platforms so you never miss a show, like Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Google, and some of the smaller ones too. So, and most of all, thank you to the spirits, because without them, you know, we wouldn't be here. So we owe them everything. So.
Yeah, thank you to the spirits.
So true, so true. All right.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah, we'll see you all next Friday, 6 p.m., and have a wonderful week. Thanks for listening.
Have a great week, everybody. Au revoir.
Bye.